Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. I have been thinking about the unrealized influences that we have in our lives. So, a funny example of this, some years ago, my family was vacationing in Bar Harbor, Maine, and there's a little island a little ways off the shore that in low tide, you can walk across the sandbank to get there, and then the tide comes in and it's cut off until the next low tide. So you really don't want to be stuck out there because there's not a whole lot to do. And so we had gone over to this little island, and then we knew that the tide was coming back in, so we crossed back to the inhabited side. And some of our family was not quite as fast to come across as we were. And in retrospect, they could have rolled up their pant legs and walked through the few inches of water. Not a big deal. But what I realized only later was there's a lovely children's book called The Wheel on the School. And in that one, they live in Holland. And I think the tides had a much larger variability than they do in other locations. And so, at least in the story, when the tide was coming in, it was like a wall of water that was coming that would submerge the people, and it comes fast. And so there's this very dramatic scene in which the tide is coming and the people almost die, and it's very dramatic and very beautiful. But not so beautiful when you are an adult in Bar Harbor screaming for your family, the tide is coming, the tide is coming. And all of the other people around are looking at you because it's literally coming in like an inch and an inch. And it's just not ever going to be a wall of water that is going to submerge you. Who knew? I also had this funny moment where when we owned pigs for a season, I hated the pigs. I didn't want to go in and feed them. And I told myself it was because they had a much lower center of gravity. And so if I was feeding them and they decided to knock me over, I was walking on two tall spindly legs and they have, you know, 300 pounds of solid muscle that peaks out at about my knees. I mean, it was just not my favorite animal. But it wasn't until some years later that I was rereading Old Yeller to my sons, and there's this horrifying chapter about the feral hogs and how dangerous they are. And, you know, as a child, you hear feral hogs and you think, oh, it's pigs, without really any sense that domesticated livestock is actually different than roaming packs of feral hogs. These little nuances get lost in translation across decades, especially because I had completely forgotten that entire scene. But in my mind, I did actually think of pigs as kind of man-eating terrors. So anyway, these influences that we deal with. And I was thinking about this from a gratitude standpoint, actually, because I've been reading through Yung Fu of the Upper Yangtze with my sons, which is a gorgeous, magnificent book set in China in the 1920s, which was a period of immense cultural transformation in the city of Chongqing. And at one point, when the main character is going on a boat ride with the master, he's an apprentice, and they have to go overnight. And so he's on this boat. And when he wakes up, he almost jumps up in this boat. And the master sees it and says, you know, just rest. You're going to have plenty of things to do soon enough. So just, you know, kind of stay at your leisure for a little bit longer. And the author says, this was the first time in his life that the youth had ever woken up and had the luxury to just lie in bed, because on any other day, he would have leapt out of bed and hurried off to go to work, because every moment that you were not working was a moment that you were not earning the money for the rice that would feed your belly. And that's a pretty intense statement. I think in reading it now as an adult, I'm like, do I actually believe that that's the case? That all of the people of China would have risen and just worked as hard as they could from the moment they got up? Most likely not. I mean, we know in other sections of the book that he's sitting on the doorstep with his mom talking, or like there were periods of leisure, but this sense of like, wake up in the morning or you're going to starve and get right to work. I realized that most of my life, any time that I have been in bed and just kind of lazed there drowsily, whether I'm thanking Jesus or just enjoying the fact that I'm warm and comfortable, I've always had that little bit of a sense of like, this is something very special. You should really treasure this. And it wasn't until reading Young Food again this time that I thought, oh, that's why I have that, I don't know if you'd call it slight guilt over the life of privilege that I lead, that there are mornings that I could just stay in bed. But I think the bigger point here is that it's actually beautiful to be grateful. And there are things like that, whether that was 100% accurate or just maybe a slight exaggeration. The reality is the fact that there are mornings that I can stay in bed and just say, oh, thank you, Jesus. That isn't always the case, as any mom with young babies knows. And it's not always the case as anybody who deals with insomnia knows, or anybody who wakes up with an alarm clock knows. And so, Lord, even if I only end up doing that once a year, Lord, every time that I wake up and I just rest in bed a little bit longer than I need to, I always am so thankful for that moment. And so, Lord, for the places where you bless us and we don't even think about it because it's so normal and every day, thank you. Lord, I just want to say thank you for the kindness that you show. I know my friend Paul will sometimes say, I'm so thankful for bathrooms. You know, as somebody who's labored in other countries where there's squatty potties, a bathroom with a flush toilet is actually a marvelous and amazing thing. And so, Lord, for all of the places where you bless us with cleanness and with good smells. I remember reading an article about the woman maybe that Downton Abbey was based on, or somebody maybe from that era. And she said, the thing that you don't know is that the underlings, they smelled bad because they didn't have the money to afford scented soap. And so they just could never keep their bodies clean. And Lord, that's astonishing. You know, having water run out of the tap without having to walk 4 to 6 hours to go and get it. That's astonishing. Lord, and that isn't actually a privilege afforded to all on the globe even today. So, Lord, for the things that you've blessed us with, the ones that we easily overlook, the fact that we can eat pork and it's not trying to kill us. Lord, I just say thank you for all of your gifts. May we be more cognizant of the ones that we're overlooking. Thank you, Lord. Amen.